Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Midtown Business Radio.
This is Business Radio X, Midtown Business Radio. I'm your host, Michael Lauer, today, and we have a great show lined up for you. We have a Colin Cash from the Peachtree Trolley Company, and later on we'll get with Pavel Stolchik and Anne-Marie with the Orange Theory Fitness. But first, let's go over to Colin. So tell me a little bit about Peachtree Trolley Company.
Well, Peachtree Trolley is actually a product of the historic Marietta Trolley Company, which started on the Marietta Square in 2008. And as business got better and we continued to grow, we branched out and started the Peachtree Trolley.
So how did you get involved? Where did the idea come from for a trolley?
The owners of our company are a married couple who travel a lot, and they always like to experience trolleys in other cities around the world. And they just were sitting out on the Marietta Square one day, a beautiful day, having brunch, and she looked at him and said, "This town needs a trolley."
And then history ever since, right?
Yeah, they started the trolley. We are a private company. A lot of people thought at first that we were part of the city of Marietta or the transit company. And so they started the company, and we do the tours in Marietta, but we're really focused right now on our new product, which is the Peachtree Trolley in Atlanta.
So what's the difference between the Marietta Trolley and the Peachtree Trolley?
Well, we have two different trolleys, and the Marietta Trolley runs a 60-minute history sightseeing tour Thursday through Sunday. And then the rest of the time people can charter the trolley for just like you would charter a private bus or a limo.
So like a party bus kind of thing.
Exactly. And so then the Peachtree Trolley, the only difference is it is in Atlanta every day except Monday doing the tours, and it's a 90-minute tour. And then on the, again, nights and weekends, it can go anywhere up to 100 miles outside of Marietta and do charters. We do primarily weddings, but we do corporate events, parties. I do a lot of bachelorette parties and engagement parties and things like that. It's just that right now the trolleys are very popular. It's kind of different. There's not a lot of trolley companies.
Very retro.
Yes. So people want it for their wedding because they don't want to carry their out-of-town guest in just a big motor coach bus.
So how far out of Atlanta do you guys usually venture as far as like, you know, taking people to places and chartering?
Right. Well, we're licensed to go from 100-mile radius from our office, which is right in downtown Marietta by the square.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, the furthest that we've gone is up to Dahlonega, Dalton, Dahlonega that way, and then we go down as far as LaGrange. We can go almost to Macon.
Almost, right.
Almost to Macon. And we can actually go all the way to the Georgia state line. We can't cross the state line, but if we could, we would go almost to Chattanooga.
That's pretty cool. So you can do a 100-mile radius from where you are, but you can't cross any state lines?
Correct.
Okay, so you do primarily tours and charters. I know you mentioned a lot of people think that you are a subset of public transportation.
Yes.
Have you thought about doing any public transportation stuff?
Well, it's not really that easy. When we first started,
it never is.
Yeah. When we first started the company, we're governed by the Georgia Public Service Commission. So we have to go through, you know how you always hear when the utility companies want to raise the rate and they have to go before, you know, it's rather complicated. And it's just not something that we're interested more on the hospitality side, the tour and travel side. We also get confused daily with the new streetcar project in the city.
Yes.
So when I go out and say, "Oh, trolley this," and they're like, "Oh yeah, I was wondering when's that going to open and why are they tearing up the parking lot?" And I'm like, "No, that's not
totally
us."
Different.
Right. The trolleys are actually Ford motorhome chassis. So they're gas, you know, operated. They can go on the interstate. They can go 70 or whatever the speed limit is. But they're just built out to look like an old-fashioned trolley. But they're perfectly, you know, new vehicle, heat, air, you know, all that. But
all the amenities and stuff.
Right. But people have it in their minds that, you know, we're just like the old-fashioned streetcar. But we're
so
not.
I know the idea came about to do the trolleys, and then they just said, okay, we'll do it. But how did they know how to build them? Like, where did they go for that kind of stuff?
There's a broker that sells trolleys, and they actually come from the broker is located in Las Vegas, and I think the trolley itself is built in Indiana. So you have to order one. We didn't want to buy used ones. We wanted to buy a new one.
Right.
You can find used ones around. I know there are communities around Atlanta that have bought them to add to their public transportation fleet. And there's a few other trolley companies, around Metro Atlanta, but, we bought ours brand new from, I think it's called Specialty Vehicles. And that's what
and then you just brand them yourself and all that good stuff.
Yeah. A lot of it you could pre-order. And then once they got here, we had some custom signs and things made, but we do sell advertising on the side.
So personally, what is your role with Peachtree Trolley?
I am the business development manager. And that pretty much means that I do everything involved in bringing in and supporting business.
Sure.
The owners of the trolley, as I said before, they're a husband and wife. They both have other jobs. They're very obviously active because
right.
it is their company, but I pretty much run things on a day-to-day basis. I book all the charters. I go and make sales calls to let people know. And when I say sales calls, it's not really anything to sell. I go out to the hotels and other attractions and just say, you know, hi, I'm Colin and I work for the Marietta and Peachtree Trolley and just want to tell you about our trolley. And it kind of sells itself.
So when you say, yeah, we sell, you don't actually go and like, you know, make sales calls or anything,
right.
but, what's your clientele mostly made up of? Is it, you know, individuals who do tours or is it more like, you know, companies that rent it out over a period of time? What's your biggest need?
Right now our daily tour in Atlanta is a little slow because of the weather.
Oh yeah.
And really what we found is it's the, people that are here for conventions. We've made really good friends with the Concierge Society of Atlanta, so they refer their guests over there. So that's on a daily basis. Otherwise, Saturdays are weddings, and during the week we have several corporate. Thursday night has become crazy busy for corporate events. I mean, it just seems like I guess they don't want to do events on Friday night because people don't want to
right.
hang around and do a corporate thing. But that's our second busiest day for charters after Saturday.
So you just pick up a group of people at the airport or whatever and take them to wherever they...
No, we don't. We're actually not allowed to pick up at the airport. No, we would say, you want to charter the trolley? And it's on an hourly basis. It doesn't matter if we're going, you know, 1 mile or we're going that 100 miles. We do it as an hourly. We'll pick you up wherever you want to go. We can do a private tour for you, or we can just offer the transportation. We often do a combination of both. Say there's somebody here, a company in Atlanta, and they're having a manager's meeting, and they want to have an outing. So we'll come and pick them up and maybe do a mini tour on the way to taking them to Buckhead
and they
dinner.
Can have refreshments on the bus
yes.
and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, if you're doing bachelorette parties and bachelor
right.
parties, that's got to be a staple, right?
Yes. They are allowed to bring food and alcohol on board.
But you don't provide it, correct?
We can't provide it. No, we're not
I
licensed.
Figured that wouldn't be.
Yeah.
You know.
But they can bring whatever they
right.
want. They can decorate the inside.
Oh, that's cool.
We do have advertisements as long as the advertisements aren't covered up on the outside, you know, when we're out on the road. We do allow the brides to put a little banner or something when we're on,
right.
you know, on the reception side or where we're going to be. But as we go down the road, we're rolling billboard for our, advertising.
So that was my next question. So you actually sell space on the trolleys?
We do. We have on the Peachtree Trolley, which, by the way, the official name of the trolley, they have names. So this
oh.
one is called the Phoenix.
Okay.
And it's a pretty black trolley. And then our one that comes out of Marietta is called the Uncle Reuben. Uncle Reuben was the name of the first streetcar back in the in the early 1900s. So on the Phoenix, there's space for three ads on one side and four on the other. And we have primarily attractions. Like right now we have the High Museum, the Fox Theater, the Braves Museum, and in the past we've had the World of Coca-Cola and Explore Georgia. And we've had banks, hospitals, and things like that, because it really is, again, a rolling billboard.
Right. And so you keep rotating them out as far as...
Yeah, we usually, they run 3, 6, 9, or 12 months. We do contracts. And usually during that time, if someone signs, obviously, a 3-month contract, they're just going to have one sign one time.
Right.
But, you know, we'll do deals where if you sign a year contract, we'll give you, you know, 2 or 3 sign changes at no additional cost.
So how do you approach people for buying advertising?
It's really interesting. We kind of have a hit list of people that we think would be good. And as I go out and meet more people, and I've always been involved in tourism and the hospitality industry, we just sort of say, hey, I think so-and-so would be a good fit. And we just contact him. And the owner, he primarily goes out and makes that initial, you know, closes the deal, so to speak. And then I take over and write their contracts and keep up with them, make sure their ads are doing what they want it to do. One of the cool things is if you buy an ad on the trolley, on the Peachtree trolley, then we will make sure that we go by your business, for example, the Fox, and you get to give us a little blurb that we'll incorporate into
the tour,
into our scripted
tour.
Yeah. So we were going by the Fox anyway, and we had a little blurb that, you know, we wrote the script. But then when they came on as an advertiser, they gave us a little paragraph to say. They gave us brochures and said, here, this is what we want you to do. And we do that for them just, you know, as a perk. That's one of the selling points for advertising.
And how many trolleys do you have going on in Atlanta?
Just... we just own the 2 trolleys.
So 2, okay.
Yeah, so the Peachtree trolley picks up down near Centennial Olympic Park twice a day, every day but Monday, and does a 90-minute tour.
Mm-hmm. And then the one in the Marietta does Thursday through Sunday.
Correct, and okay. It's an hour-long tour.
Gotcha. Well, there's less to see, obviously. It's not as big of a place.
A little bit, yeah. You're
it's a beautiful
right.
place. I love Marietta. They'll grew up around there. So what are the next steps for Peachtree Trolley? Are you trying to go to other cities? What's going on?
Well, we have other cities asking us all the time to bring a tour of some
right.
sort. I didn't mention on the side, we also do ghost tours in Marietta.
Oh, cool.
And we're branching out. We're currently researching and writing and looking forward to adding an Atlanta ghost tour on the trolley. I know there's already an Atlanta ghost tour company that does a walking ghost tour. So that's a big thing is expanding the ghost tours. Cities like Kennesaw, Acworth,
Savannah,
Woodstock. But I'm saying these cities
right around the area.
Have called us and said,
really?
We want you to come. But yes, in fact, the owners just spent a weekend in Savannah.
Oh, really? I love that.
Checking out everything. I've been on the ghost tours in Savannah. They went down also to check out the trolley tours
mm-hmm.
and things like that, you know, just to get ideas.
Right.
Because we're always looking for what's going to be the next big trend, looking forward to when we can purchase a third trolley. We're going very slow. We've noticed that there have been trolley companies before that started out with a large fleet of used trolleys and ended up going out of business.
Well, you have repairs and you have upkeep.
Wow. The upkeep is incredible. It's like having luxury sports cars. They're a little temperamental. And the
cars are money pits. I can't imagine a hybrid trolley.
Yes,
oh, my gosh.
It is. It's very expensive. But we pride ourselves on, you know, we may only have 2, but they're in fabulous working condition.
Prime shape, you know, everything. You make sure you keep them up to date. And,
oh yes,
and
the
great condition.
The Phoenix that we run for the Peachtree Trolley, it's only about 1.5 years old. We bought it new. Uncle Reuben's about 6 years old, so we're extra careful just to, you know, keep them up all the time. They're very pretty on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have brass and
oh, that's nice.
Guys get out there and shine the brass and keep them, you know, really nice. So we want you to be able to make that a part of your wedding or whatever event, but also just when visitors come in from wherever around the country, around the world that get on the trolley, and we want them to experience something, you know, very, very nice, very clean.
Well, I can tell you're excited about it. I can tell you guys take a lot of pride in it, which is important, and I'm sure your customers appreciate it and notice it. I know you told me you just came from a meeting. You got a check, which is always great. So tell me about that.
It's not actually a meeting. It's a Tourism, Hospitality, and the Arts Day at the Georgia Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
We also traditionally roll out the cover of the Georgia Travel Guide. And so while we're there, we get recognized by Governor Deal because tourism is the second largest industry in the state. So we get that ceremonial, you know, check and everything to show how much money tourism brings into our economy. And then they roll out the cover of the new travel guide, and it's all exciting.
It is exciting.
And yeah. So everyone can call the 1-800-VISIT-GA and order your own Georgia travel guide.
So your next steps with the company are really finding advertising, finding partners that can, you know, block out big tours and stuff, and block out, you know, big, you know, renting you out for services and that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have little partnerships and deals that we do with some of the businesses down. We're located, our pickup spot is in the Lucky Marietta district, which of course is down around Centennial Olympic Park. And we do some partnerships like take your trolley stub over to, you know, XYZ restaurant or whatever and get a discount. Or we'll say, hey, if you bring, you know, a receipt from this place, bring it over, we'll give you a discount. So we're doing more and more of that, putting packages together with hotels so they can go out and sell like a package that would include a couple of trolley tickets. And then we work with partners and say, hey, if you refer us charter business, we'll give you a discount on it. You won't pay the regular, you know, daily rate. We'll give you a discount because you...
Bulk, obviously, right?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, if people want to get in touch with you and find out more, where can they go?
Well, you can visit... We have two websites, obviously, but all the inquiries come to me. You can go to thepeachtreetrolley.com. And you can just email us at info@thepeachtreetrolley.com. We're also on Facebook.
All right. Well, we'd love to have you on the show. Would you hang out with us when we go to our next guest?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right. Well, we have us also in the studio. We have Pavel and Anne Marie of Orange Theory Fitness. Now, Pavel, I butchered your last name earlier. Could you go ahead and clear that up for us?
It's Stuchlik. Nobody knows how to say it, so
yeah,
don't worry about it.
I'm going to let you say it, and then I'll just, every time I want to, I'll just point. And be like, go for it again, because I'm not going to get that right. So tell me about Orange Theory Fitness.
Well, I guess maybe I'll let Anne-Marie talk about the actual concept, and I'll dig deep into the business.
She's the concept lady. All right, Anne-Marie.
Yeah, so what it is, it's interval-based group personal training. And the kicker is that it's all based on a 5-zone heart rate monitor system. And so what happens is you have a set class, they're hourly based, and it'll fill up to 24 people, and you have one personal trainer with you the entire time. And we pride ourselves on, obviously, the science that's kicked behind it. There's plasma TVs all over the studio, and basically it's reading your heart rate the entire time. So I think that is really what has set us apart. And the workout itself is based basically on your entire body. And so we have treadmills, we have rowing machines, and then a strength training section in the back. And so every class that a client would come into, they'll get all those components. So there'll be an endurance component, which we typically base on your treadmill. There'll be a power component, which is your rowing machine. And then there'll also be strength training, which is done in the back. To say that, you know, well, what's a typical class look like?
Right.
That'd be hard to actually kind of dial in for you, just because every class is completely different. You will never have the same experience twice. So to say, oh, well, you know, today we're going to work on your lower body or your core, you'll get that every single time. And so just the layout of the studio and the way that the design works, it works in a way to complement whatever the workout is for that day.
So you guys focus on mostly high-intensity workouts. I mean, obviously, you have a target heart rate for each client that you want to keep them in throughout the workout, correct?
Exactly. So we get a lot of questions, you know, what is Orange Theory? You know, what is the Orange Theory? And that can kind of play into the high-intensity level of it. So the 5 zones of your heart rate, And zone four is orange. And so we promise our clients, and a big thing that we do when even our, you know, kind of sales pitch to bring people in is that this afterburn effect. And the way to get that is to spend about 12 to 20 minutes of your 60-minute workout in zone four, which is orange.
Right.
And a combined zone five, which would be red if you're a color person.
So what are kind of like the numbers for that? I know it's like an age math number thing, but how does that normally work?
Like to
If I want to find my orange rate or like my red, like my four or five or whatever, how do I find that?
Mm-hmm. So when you come in, you can either tell us what your max heart rate is. We do have some athletes, so they are familiar with that kind mm-hmm. of technology and science. If you're not, we just have a, you know, pretty typical formula that we use, which is your age, your weight, and your height. And then it's also divided in between whether you're male or female, because okay. it'll differ a little right. bit based on that. So your orange, the percentages, orange is about 84% to 92% of your max heart rate. And that percentage number is what actually reads up on screen. And so the visual aids kind of that we have throughout the studio assist our clients in no longer guessing the effort they're putting out. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really where it takes it another level. You know, the coach also can use it
right.
as a tool.
So I'm sure you get this a lot, but it's similar to CrossFit, to the layman, as far as like the intensity workout, but you guys have a lot more technology behind it, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, it's ever since we've gotten to Atlanta, people very quickly want to try.
Oh, that's like CrossFit.
That's
what they know.
Right. Exactly. It's all they know. And so the beauty of what we're bringing in is that you can't really compare it, because it is completely different. But when it comes to, you know, intensity, I think the biggest difference between a concept like CrossFit, which is incredible, and us, is that we're very much accessible to a larger population of people. So we have that in one class at any particular time, a professional athlete running next to someone who's trying to drop 100 pounds. And they can be in the same room and feel really confident and comfortable.
So there's a lower barrier to entry is what you're saying. It's a lot
exactly.
easier to get started into it no matter where your fitness level already is.
Right. And we've been so blown away with that, you know, especially with our first studio opening, being able to see the kind of people who are coming in there to work out with us. I mean, it really is all different walks of life, men, women, teenagers.
Right.
We have, you know, people in their late 60s, all in the same room together. And we do offer options and modifications for people throughout class. So
do you do any corporate stuff, or do you mostly just do – so that's – it's Pavel's domain. All right. Well, I noticed also when I said CrossFit, Pavel almost had a conniption over there. So tell me a little bit about yourself, Pavel.
See, now we're here. Business is my place.
You're the businessman.
Comfort zone.
All right.
Anyway, so with the corporate, great question. We just closed Delta
Airlines.
Well,
I specialize in great questions. So
I see. So Delta Airlines, you know, they're from here. They're based out of mm-hmm. here. So one of the first companies that we even reach out to was this typical, huge type of corporation. And so we're now on their website, and we're available
awesome.
Their employees. We offer special corporate rates. We're right now in the middle of processing with Coca-Cola, as well as we have a lot of other smaller companies, on our belt. One of the things that we're just starting and launching is corporate afternoons. We're doing corporate team buildings where people can get one class off of the schedule where it's just purely for that particular company. And we will come up with a workouts where it involves two people working together or you know, groups.
So team building.
Team buildings, exactly. So all those large companies, you know how you see them going
yeah.
military camps or whatever that
paintball
is.
Paintball or whatever, right.
Exactly. So we are doing that in Orange Theory Fitness as well.
And then you have your health components in there, and I'm sure they love that with all the insurance changes and everything going along with that, right?
We are the best friends at that point.
Yes, I can. Well, that's interesting. My father flies for Delta, so I'll have to make sure I let him know about this. He's big into fitness, so that's interesting. So what's the biggest challenge with approaching these companies?
Understanding who we are, because you know we are the fastest growing fitness facility in the world. I think we can even say due to our rapid growth, and so not everybody knows it and gets it yet. But then all that credibility of all the different media that have been, you know, in our studios is really helping us out to reach to the top. And the workout has so much proven result that there is not really a doubt once they take the class.
It's kind of like you look at the results, it's obvious, right?
Exactly.
So What got you guys started into Orange Fitness? You mentioned earlier that off the air that you started in Florida and before that Hawaii. So give me that kind of that trajectory for me.
So we've been in business since very young age. We are entrepreneurs, and that's what we do. We are looking for concepts that work and that will be able to take us to another level. Before this, we've been involved with Tutti Frutti frozen yogurt as well as Oh My Buns. All those are also franchises out of California, and we built that in Hawaii. We were the master franchisors there. As we were young, we were always ready and looking forward to the next target, and that target was to let's fly to mainland and look what's around. And so Orange Theory Fitness, we took a class. Anne-Marie, she was the one completely sold on the concept, so that's why I love her talking about a concept. I was completely sold about the numbers of people that were running through the doors.
The businessman, you're crunching the numbers as they were talking, I'm sure.
I mean, it was really just exciting to see that. And then within 2 days, it was like 2 days before we bought into Georgia. The actual company, every year they go into 1 month when they're redesigning the franchise disclosures and everything, and it was a couple of days before that was going to happen. And the corporate itself were going to take Georgia because it's right by Florida under their belt, and we were able to convince them within those 2 days to pay for the licenses and everything, and moved, not knowing Atlanta, none of that, to here.
So why Atlanta? Why not Chicago or Birmingham, or why Atlanta?
Believe it or not, Atlanta is one of the top 10 best places to start business in. It actually just came up from the entrepreneur. And the reason why we went here is the rents are very fairly low compared to New York, California, Hawaii. I mean, it's just out of roof.
Yeah.
The build-out is very low. We're building it here for about half the price than California or New York does. I mean, there's just so many beneficial things to it.
Well, you have a pretty heavy technological component as well, correct? You have all those monitors and the receivers and all the wiring, the plasma screens. That can't be cheap, right?
Oh, I mean, definitely. It's not the cheapest thing to put. And also, when it's open, to keep it working the whole time, that's a tough one too.
So typically, how does someone begin a membership? Is there a meeting they take with you and you do like an assessment and plan a chart, or how does that normally work?
Definitely. So we're well known for a high customer service. That's what we really, really try to dig deep into. How it starts, typically people find us through different marketing sources that we have out there.
Like the radio.
Welcome, everybody. I'm just kidding.
That was great.
typically we would have somebody contacting our store, or our sales associates, or we call them Orange Ambassadors, would go out to streets and generate leads. Those leads are the people that don't know about us, and so we literally just walk around and talk about our brand and who we are, what we are, in a messenger type. After that, we invite them to a meeting where we would take a client intake form, decide and see what their goals are. So we actually put into our system and we track the people and keep them accountable as we go, which is another really great thing to, proving your results. And then we would give them the first class is always for free. So they would try a complimentary class. And afterwards, we show them the options. Also give them a call that is non-selling call, where we just check on truly how was your experience, what can we improve, as that's something that we continuously want to.
So you actually ask the clients what they want and see.
Oh yeah,
what a concept, right? Mm-hmm. See what the people want
all the time.
So about do people do like a year membership? Is it a pay per class? How does that usually work?
So we try to eliminate every single thing that people hate on the gym industry. And so one of the things that people do not like is to tie it into a year contract. So we do not do yearly contracts. Everything that we do is month-to-month based, or we have a different packages, 30, 20, and 10 packs. Majority of people, they choose the premier membership, which is the unlimited. To really and truly see results and get yourself to another level, you got to be coming 3 to 4 times a week, and that's very affordable way to do
right.
it. And then once they start coming, they just, whenever they decide to really leave, we just need a 30-day cancellation notice, and they're out.
So about how much is it per session?
So it randoms. It's anywhere from $5 to $15 a session, depending how often
you go. That's not bad at all.
No, definitely. And that's basically why we're different and why we're the catalyst in group personal training. Because people, if you go for a personal trainer, you pay about $70 is the national average, per hour. And what you see here, you're bringing it down to about $10 an hour if you come at least 3 times a week.
That's phenomenal. So, Emery, what's your involvement? What's your role with Orange Theory?
Good question.
See?
A little bit of everything. I initially came on and did a lot of like the training, so I trained there as well. I'm actually 6 months pregnant right now. So
oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm weaning myself out of that. But really, I enjoy the training side of it. I enjoy the development of the trainers and helping them to understand what exactly the product is, because that's everything. You know, the customer service is obviously huge, but, you know, what sold us to even come to Georgia was taking one class. It was one class.
And it's all it takes. And it's all it took. I gave him the door once.
Right.
I got him.
And so knowing that, we want that experience to carry on anyone who walks in the door, and that starts with your trainer. So I really do enjoy more of the hands-on type training. And
so you're more day-to-day operations kind of thing, finding the trainers, training them, making sure that they're good.
Right.
No?
Yeah, 100%. We because of the pregnancy and everything, she had to step out of, mm-hmm. of the whole operational
Sure.
side. And so we did bring some other, you know, people such as regional managers in the training aspect of it, as well as the sales. And so, you know, we're literally hiring 3 to 4 people a day right now because
wow,
of the
growth.
Wow,
that's incredible. So how many employees do you have?
I think it's 65 as of now. And
65
we'll be,
jobs right there.
And we will be at 150 by the end of the year. So that's how many more people we need. And so if you guys are there, please call us.
That's incredible. So how many locations do you have in the Atlanta area, and where are they?
As of now, there's 3 open. This year, we're actually in the middle of building another 15. So we'll be at a total of 18 locations by the end of February 2015. So that's our, I guess, projections, and that's what we're going for.
And where are they?
Do you want me to name them all?
Yeah, just go ahead and name them. Yeah, just go ahead.
I'll just name
people
the
people
want to
know if one's near them or not, or like
definitely.
Just in the Atlanta area.
The goal is to have them on every 3 miles in Atlanta.
Okay.
So the overall goal is to have 35 locations, and in Georgia alone it will be 45. Now, where we have them as of now, it's Sandy Springs, East Cobb, Howe Mill, which is West Buckhead, West Midtown, however people call that area. Then we have a Midtown, Buckhead, Emory. Then we have a Roswell, Johns Creek, Alpharetta. Marietta alone, we've got
that's awesome. So they can do a trolley tour and then come by for a workout, right?
Exactly. Now it's being connected. And then yeah, we have Chamblee, Norcross, Decatur. I mean, all of those are coming up this year.
Is there a way someone can go on and find out if there's one near them? Is there a site they can type in a zip code or something like that?
It's orangetheoryfitness.com. Very simple one. Those that are not signed for leases are not up yet, but all of the ones that are, there's I think 8 of them as of now that are already being in process.
Now, you mentioned Midtown. Where is that one going to be?
Right on Peachtree Street. So
we're
in
awesome.
A Metropolis building right next to Taco Mac and across the street from Hudson Grill. It's the largest location in the world, so there is not going to be any bigger one allowed than this particular one. So we're definitely putting a lot of effort into that
one. I'm sure. What's the start date for that?
What is that?
What's the start date for that? Do you guys know about when it's going to come open?
Definitely. So every location that we do, we have what we call pre-sale, and so people are able to join us prior to the opening. Typically, they don't get charged until we actually open, and they can reserve a special rate, so founders, members rate, that's what we call them. And they get a VIP treatment, you know, all the nice little goodies,
perks, right?
Goodie bags and all that good stuff. And then, so that's starting on the 8th of February.
Wow, so that's really coming up.
Oh, next,
I bet you guys are stoked.
Big
yeah,
time.
It's a long process.
I bet.
And, you know, thank God that finally City of Atlanta was able to allow us with all the permits, because that's actually our hardest part of
the hardest part is finding just getting the authorization to do it.
Believe it or not, it's 80% of work is paperwork, 20% work is actual work of how to do this business.
I do not envy you at all. So how easy is it to franchise out? If they want to do something in Atlanta, do they come to you? Do they go to Orange Theory? How does that work?
They come to us, but it's pretty much sold out, so that's the
also, they're too late.
Yeah. Well, there is a few opportunities mm-hmm. outside of Atlanta as well as still inside, but we do look only for multi-unit owners as we're trying to keep it as small amount of different owners as possible.
Yeah, consolidate. It's easier to manage that way. I can see that for sure.
Exactly.
So people want to know more about you guys. Where do they go?
They can go to our house. No, I'm just kidding.
Here's my address.
Well, I think through Orange Theory Fitness, that you can ask for the owner to contact them, and we'll definitely be more than happy to, you know, whatever it's for employment, whatever opportunities there are, we're open to help out.
And same with website and Facebook.
Right. So you guys are on Facebook also, mm-hmm. and you guys are on Twitter too. Is that correct?
Yep, definitely. Yeah. On Instagram, I mean, everything that is out there, we're well known for huge marketing efforts before we even open.
Right. Well, that's awesome. This has been a great show. I love having you guys on, and you know, I hope you guys just get as much as you can out there. I know it's a long process, so I hope, you know, good luck, and good luck with your pregnancy. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank
you. So when did they do?
May.
That's awesome. May 8th. That's incredible. Well, this is it for Midtown Business Radio. I'm your host, Michael Lauer, and we'll see you next time.